Conversations that create conversations. Arrow.net. ARROE.net. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Charles R. Smith and Adele Rodriguez.
Good. How are you? This is Adele here.
I'll tell you what, this book has really reached deep inside my soul. And the reason why is because my last published book was also a rhythmic verse style writing. And I thought that I was just being weird. And now when I come across this book, it's like, wait a second. There's just something about writing in verse that brings the imagination closer to a picture.
I am the illustrator. I don't know if Charles is here yet, the writer.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, Charles. Hi.
Hey.
So my question, Charles, was, or basically a statement was, is that I was so heavily inspired by the rhythmic verse of the storytelling, because my published book, my last one, was it was 58 pieces of poetry that just happened to tell a story. So I really love the idea that you guys remain true to this.
Yes. The book was written in verse because it's basically, it's written as a song. But most of the biographies that I've done, or actually all of them that I've done, are written in verse because that's kind of, what I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, Adele, to put pictures to it, did you do the pictures first, or did you have to read what Charles was putting together through Word?
Oh, it was Charles's writing that was a guide for my sketching and my image making. So I went through his story. I read the words and the text, and then there were images that were just popping out. So he actually made it pretty easy for me to figure out how to lay out the book and where to put certain when he was young, when he was in the 50s with the band, and then when he became a star. So the text definitely helped me out.
One of the main reasons why I created View from the Writing Instrument on iHeartRadio was because people don't know the authors or the illustrators, and to see these collaborations, these massive collaborations, it's like a John Lennon Paul McCartney moment, because you guys created together something that is going to affect not just young lives. There's going to be adults that are going to be jumping into this book too.
Oh for sure. I mean, it's that's the great thing about actually children's book biographies. I think if more adults read children's book biographies, they would learn a lot more and enjoy them a lot more, because even though they're written for kids, it's basically a bracket of the person's life. You're looking at a moment or a number of moments that shaped them, in the case of Jimmy, because the focus is on how he became what he became. And so, to that end, you're trying to tell a simple story, not overly complex and not with a lot of big words or anything, just a simple story. And to do that, particularly in a biography, you really got to focus on, what are their little guideposts in their life that led them to certain things. And so with Jimmy, it was a turbulent childhood, that he grew up in, which caused a lot of pain and grief in him that he would express through the guitar. And so through that thread, that carries throughout the book to show, this is the reason why he worked so hard at what he did. And this is the reason why he became so good at what he did, because he worked so hard.
You use the word simple, and right away I'm taken to, there's a music museum right below the Space Needle in Seattle that features Jimi Hendrix's journal. And I was given the opportunity to go through that journal. They do it with their modern day technology. But he was a simple writer, a simple thinker. The fact that he was meeting Joni Mitchell and I was reading it in his own handwriting, oh my God. I mean, this guy was just, yeah. He's one of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, people think, that Jimmy just kind of exploded onto the scene. He had this magic left hand, that he wrote these great lyrics and all of this stuff. But it was a process. It was a very long process. But it was a process that he was really involved in, because he was so passionate, not only about the guitar, but about expressing himself. So when it came to writing songs, he took that equally as serious, mm-hmm. for sure.
Adele, were you listening to any Hendrix while you were putting any of this together? Because, I mean, the transition of energy is found on these pages.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of his music, and also the videos. I mean, YouTube
yes.
is filled with so many different performances, and that definitely helped me figure out his gestures, the things that he wore, the staging. So I was pretty much involved in getting as much information as possible.
I always found it very interesting how they described Jimmy's music as the blues, and yet I also grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and we didn't see it as that. We just saw it as life. he was bringing us life.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that I saw it, actually. And the funny thing is, I think that's what, you know, connected with people, is that it was alive. Because often when we think of the blues, we think of this slower syncopation. We think of a genre of music, you know, a particular genre of music. But when you hear him, like, yes, it's the blues, but you can really feel his pain. You could feel, you know, his loss. You could connect with, you know, he would hit a note and it would just say what a word couldn't say. And that is the power of music, because that would stick with you and just make that lyric just really sing.
I'm fascinated with even modern day rock stars, because I was with Lance Lopez yesterday, who's considered to be one of the greatest blues singers of this modern time. And we got on the subject of having this conversation today, and he was just so inspired that you guys are doing this. And he's going, I'm on the road right now. I have to have this book.
Yes, you have to have the book.
So, indeed. What is that like for you, though, to know that wow, it's, I mean, there is a destination and an arrival inside these pages?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, the big thing is, you know, he had, even though he had a short life at 27, you know, the fact that we are talking about him and he still inspires people on what would be his 79th birthday. I mean, think about that. He's been dead 52 years.
My goodness.
And he's still as relevant now as he was when he was at the height of his game. You know, that just shows the level of connection, you know, between the mastery of his instrument and the music that he played through it.
Sure. Yeah, and for me, it was, he has like so many people that love his music, yeah, that I wanted to get it right, you know, and I, that was the pressure on my end, was to just do it justice, do his life justice.
You are so right about that, because there's another on-air talent I helped put together for the Jimi Hendrix Foundation, a radio station that you can pick up online. And that's the one thing that we learned right away. You got to tell the story the way the story was. You cannot sit there and build a story around him. It's got to be exactly the way it was.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Indeed. And it's such a great story, and it's so easy to tell. Painful, but, you know, filled with, you know, it's a movie. You know, it really is a movie, his life.
Do you turn this into a documentary for Netflix? Because, I mean, it's got that kind of power. There's a fourth and a fifth dimension here.
Reach out to me, Netflix, and I'll write something for you. Reach out to me, Netflix. I'll give you licensing rights.
Well, Adele, with you studying the videos and with you listening to the music and stuff like that, as another creative person, because, you know, as creative people, there's always a connection. What did you learn that you went, oh, my God, I didn't know that?
One of the things that I learned is how much he took from his environment, sounds, from the, when he was in the army, from the airplanes, from when he was a child with the troubles that his parents had. So it was just, you know, taking, I mean, when I was studying in college and we were told to paint whatever you want, you have to start looking through your biography and looking at your background and seeing what you can bring from that into your own work. And that's what he was doing in his own works. And that way I sort of like connected with him, and that we kind of worked in similar ways.
Mm-hmm. Charles, was music his only superpower? There had to be more, because as creative people, you know that there are several different levels of personalities in us.
Yeah, I think his superpower is actually learning, believe it or not. You know, because he taught himself to draw. He taught himself to play the guitar. He learned a song every single day. And he realized, learning, that, you know what, if I just keep doing it, I'm going to get better at it. And when you're doing something that is a physical act, you know, even though he's creating an art form, it's a physical act. I think just the fact that he was able to learn that and play the guitar with both hands, you know, he learned a song every day and he could play the guitar with both hands. That just speaks to somebody that understands how to learn and then learn from the mistakes and then, you know, get better from that.
That really inspired me as a kid, because I grew up in the age, and you guys may have as well, when your parents would not let you use your left hand, use your right hand. And I know for a fact
exactly.
That I am a lefty. And so to see him go back and forth like that, I was like going, oh my God, I want to be like him.
Yeah. I mean, and I mentioned that in the book, that, you know, a lot of people parents, older generations, believed the left hand was of the devil. Like, mm-hmm. don't use that. That's the wrong hand. You know, and he was of that. And so even though he actually learned to draw right-handed, most of the things that he did was left-handed. And so it, not to say it was easy to go back and forth, but since he naturally went back and forth to, you know, to hide it from his dad, it became something that he was able to do, which I think also just made him better. You know, I mean, imagine being a basketball player, being the best on your team, and, you know, now all of a sudden you can do everything with both hands. You know, that's just a secret weapon. You know, that's just that's amazing and inspiring.
Well, you know, people are going to be jumping into this book, Song for Jimmy, and they're going to want to know more. What I don't want them to do is to leap onto YouTube and stuff. I want them to come to your page. I want them to come to this book to find out what's going on. And will you guys develop a website that'll tell more of Jimmy's story?
I do have a website. I haven't put it up yet because the book is officially out on November 23rd. Mm-hmm. But I do have a YouTube channel, which is my full name, Charles R. Smith Jr. And on the YouTube channel, I'll basically, if not right now, but very soon, I do literally a behind the book. I talk about a lot of what we've spoken about, some of the backstories and things like that.
Don't you love the
and
moment?
I have, you can go to my Instagram page, which is Edel Rodriguez, and I'll be putting up sketches and other background material from this book. Yeah.
My. Don't you love that feeling, though, that well, you say it's coming out on the 23rd, but you know, in fact, that inside your house somewhere is that book, and it's going, I'm going to be set free. And it's and you, as the creative people of it, you're going, my God, I can hear that book breathing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it took a while for the book to come to fruition, the completion. And, you know, with the supply chain issues recently, it was like, oh, it just gets pushed back. It's like Christmas pushed back a week, you know. and then I finally got it. And now it's like, okay, you got it, but nobody else does yet. So it's still, you know, I'm still excited for it to get out into the world because I think it's just, you know, I think the response from interviewers and from people that have seen it has just been amazing.
Absolutely. Please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is going to be open for both of you at any given moment.
Beautiful. I appreciate
that. Excellent. Will you be brilliant today, okay, you two?
All right. Thank you.